Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hello there, listeners of the Demon Creep Podcast. If you've been enjoying the podcast, I'd like to ask that you share it with any friends or colleagues you think would enjoy. This helps me out a ton, and gives me the motivation to keep on making content. Thank you for your ongoing support, and keep enjoying the Demon Creep Podcast. Hello, souls and demons, and welcome back. Today's story is a channel exclusive, written by author JoJo. So sit back, grip your seats, and enjoy this story titled Booty Butt Exam Gone Sexual. I remember first thinking that I might have an issue when I woke up 3 times in the middle of the night to urinate. These 3 times were all within 20 minutes of each other. Each time I sat down on the toilet, it would take an abnormally long amount of time to start relieving myself. Oddly enough, it wasn't the act of using the bathroom itself. It was the squeak that my bed made every time I got into it or left it. That night, the squeak was getting on my nerves, and it dawned on me how many times I have had to have heard it for it to bother me. Like any reckless 20-something, I ignored the issue, hoping it would dissipate on its own. Some days were better than others, but I always had the sensation that I had to go to the bathroom. I would sit on the toilet waiting for something to happen. Sometimes I would release a weak stream, and sometimes, nothing at all. Reluctantly, after about a week of this, I conceded and made a call to my primary doctor for a checkup. Another few days went by, until I saw him, and when I did, all I got out of it was an appointment with a local urologist. My primary said that everything seemed fine from what he could tell, and that if the issue was my bladder, the urologist was the one to help. I called, made an appointment for the closest date I could get. It was pretty early in the morning, earlier than I'm typically even awake. I'm sure there's nothing more efficient at waking you up than another man's finger in your backside. Folgers beware. I'm a prostate exam guy now. The days went on, and I was increasingly thankful that whatever was wrong with me was only causing discomfort. If either my inability to use the bathroom or feeling like I had to use it too often caused me pain, I might have lost it. It did get worse over time, making me all too aware that something was genuinely wrong. I did my best to avoid trying to research my symptoms online, as I know that's a fast track to making yourself paranoid. It didn't help that I was already all too aware that prostate cancer was the second most common cancer among men. Biting my nails and biding my time, I would sit on the toilet waiting for a golden release that seldom came. Finally, the day arrived. The day I would become intimately familiar with someone I might never have crossed paths with if it weren't for my bladder acting up. And is there anything more romantic than that? I'd venture to say no. I could feel the romance in the air as I pulled up to the unappealing gray box that was my urologist's building. With the car door slamming shut and the gray box's automatic doors shearing open, much like my cheeks were soon to do, I stepped inside. The cold air that was resting in the building sent shivers like a ripple through my body. Goosebumps, wearing prickly arm hair as hats rustled against the fabric of my shirt. I waited patiently after signing it, preparing myself for a level of intimacy I have experienced on very few occasions. At least this time, It would be my insurance paying for it. I looked around the room at the other people sitting in the faded blue chairs in the waiting room. I wondered if I was special that day. If my urologist had saved his first dive for me. If I would be his last. My thoughts were interrupted as I heard my name being called from across the room. I stood from my seat in response, the sensation of my bladder making me wince for a moment. We walked together, the nurse and I, down a dimly lit and surgical-looking hallway. White-tiled floors and walls that were nearly an identical color to the chairs in the waiting room. I thought that hallway would stretch on for ages, until the nurse directed me into the room to my right. That's where I rested on what weird bed and chair hybrid doctors have. I briefly discussed the issues I was having with the nurse, and she did the usual rundown of checking pulse and my breathing. She handed me a gown, and instructed me to strip down and put it on, and left the room closing the door behind her. Feeling shy and cold, I pulled my articles of clothing away from me and rested them on a nearby chair. The room wasn't as cold as the waiting room, but with only the gown on, I could feel its chilly tendrils licking my skin. I nearly fell out of my newly acquired attire when I first heard a fist rapping against the wooden door. "You ready for me to come in?" A voice chimed from the other end of the door. "Yeah," I sheepishly replied. I felt like I was on a blind date, and was trying to surprise said date by showing up in my sexiest outfit. The door clicked and the metal handle twisted. Another plume of cold air wafted by me, as the door swung open, revealing my doctor. A man who appeared to be too close to my age group for my liking. "How we doing?" He smiled as he walked over to his computer. I offered a half-hearted response, watching him sit down and stare at the screen. Checking my files, no doubt. "This your first time?" he questioned further. "Officially, yes," I said, feeling vulnerable. Between the chill air and the fact that I was basically wearing a bedsheet, all I had was a thin veil of humor between me and the doctor. "Ah, well, don't worry. I'll be gentle for you," the doctor chuckled out. I was thankful he had a sense of humor about him. Two men our age, this would certainly have created an uncomfortable aura if we had just exchanged empty responses. He then proceeded to do everything the nurse had already done, maybe to make me more comfortable with him touching me. "Do you want to do this laying down or standing up?" he asked me. I had looked up online about how a prostate exam is performed. Something about laying in the fetal position while a man places his finger inside of me seems so bizarre. What a weird position to be in. I wanted to at least have a little agency in this process. Didn't want to give him all the control. "Standing," I replied, rising from the bed/chair and placed my hands on it. Leaning forward, I let my backside protrude. I heard a bubbling noise as a lubricant was squirted out of a bottle. "Okay, here we go. You're gonna feel some pressure," he remarked. It felt like no time had passed from when his sentence finished and when I felt the pressure he warned about. My whole body responded by tensing up. I can't tell you how long his finger was in me. I could feel his finger like a worm pushing through the dirt. The worm was still for a moment, then started to curl. It repeated a curling motion a few times before stopping. "What's going on back there, Doc?" I questioned, turning around. "You could at least buy me dinner," I continued, trying to lighten the mood. "Sorry, there's just something weird in here." I ignored that he referred to my rectum as "in here," and instead responded with an inquisitive glance. He began pulling his finger out, my body momentarily feeling the urge to defecate. Before he was able to fully vacate my body, he let out a short scream. He jerked his arm back and I could feel something larger than his finger follow closely behind. My heart sank, thinking I had made a mess on the floor, but when I turned around to investigate, I was stunned by the spectacle. Laced around the finger that had just space invaded my body was a clump of what looked like soggy hair. The doctor was pinching at it, and I could see each strand of the mess wriggling around and reacting to his movements. "What the fuck is that?" I shouted. The mass seemed to respond to my voice as it tensed up around the doctor's finger. "Do I look like I know what this is?" he frantically replied, beginning to try and grab fistfuls of it, but failing to gain much ground. His face looked up at me as I backed away. "Help me out, man." He had gone from calm to a mess. In such a short amount of time, I struggled to keep up with all of the information I was receiving. As he continued grabbing, I noticed that every attempt he made left a few of the hairs resting on his other fingers. "Stop doing that," I shouted, pointing at his other hand. Once again, like the thing understood me. One of the stray hairs quickly shifted and wrapped around the doctor's pointer finger. I could see wrinkles forming on the plastic glove as the thread tightened. The doctor had started howling from the pain, so while I couldn't hear it, I could see the thread crushing the finger it was wrapping around. The digit hanging loosely once the thread had made its circumference as small as it could. "Why was this in your ass?" the doctor cried out. I tried to think of anything I might have done that was abnormal. Something that would explain my acquiring of such a strange creature. He knew what was coming next. He pulled out a drawer near him and retrieved a thin metal medical tube. He pressed the tube into the mass of the creature and, despite his injury, tried to pry it off of him. The thing wasn't budging though, and before too long the entire mass started to condense itself onto his hand. His screams got more and more feverish as the structure of his hand that was under the dark tangle started to twist and warp, crushed by the pressure. A bone must have splintered and pierced through the glove and skin, because I could see small trickles of blood dripping from the dark mass. I watched as he fruitlessly clawed at the mass with whatever he could get his hands on. As he moved around frantically more and more, the fibers would land on various parts of his body. Fibers that would land directly on his skin would squirm for a moment and then disappear into his pores. The pieces that landed on clothing would tighten up and rip away bundles of his flesh, causing dark red spots to form on the skin. "They're inside me," he weakly cried out as his body started to lower to the white tiles below. "They're moving around. Oh God, I have to pee," he continued, his body moving around like the blood that had fallen. Red streaks dragged against the white. He laid completely on the floor and looked up at me, thin black lines rushing over his eyes. He opened his mouth to speak again, but the mass of tendrils must have multiplied as his mouth was stuffed with them. The mass on his hand had all but vanished completely, shuffling into his skin, using the bone that pierced the glove. "Bro, your booty," is all I could make out between muffled words as the tendrils started spilling out of his mouth, only to crawl back onto him. His body started to be covered by the fibers, slowly turning his body into the same textured dark mass that slipped out of me. He reached out to me. The hairs reached out from under his fingernails, as if they were trying to return back home. Soon enough, the doctor, unable to scream or move, gave in and laid still, allowing the creature to feast on him. However, it ate. He resembled more of a shadow than he did the man that first walked through that door. Looking down at the stark contrast of his dark frame against the white floor, I noticed that some of the threads were leaving him. They were squirming against the floor, heading in my direction, and all I could manage to think was, "Fuck that." Turning around, I quickly retreated from the approaching tide of butt hairs that were trying to return home. I didn't intend to spend another second more than I needed to. I did really have to pee after all of that. Thanks for listening to Demon Creep Podcast. Don't forget to support the podcast by following it. The best things you can do is head over to my YouTube channel, Demon Creep, and drop me a subscription and a couple of views. Sharing my podcast or YouTube channel with your friends is a great help. Remember, growing is easier when you do it together. Until next time, this is Demon Creep, signing off.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.